And I'm Mary Angish, along with Charlie Nardozzi. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Charlie, your book, The Continuous Vegetable Garden, is out into the world, and there's a chunk in that book dedicated to something called succession. Talk about how succession planning works in our garden. How do we achieve that this spring and summer?
Yeah, this is a good time of year to start thinking about how you're going to be planting things in your garden. And succession planting and interplanting and companion planting are all topics I cover in the Continuous Vegetable Garden. And the idea behind this is to maximize the amount of production you can get from a bed. A lot of people only have maybe a few beds or a small space, so you want to try to get as much produce, herbs, vegetables, whatever, out of that bed as possible. And a way to do it is using these techniques. And in my book, I have these illustrations that show you what those beds could look like in spring, summer, and fall by using these techniques of succession, interplanting, and companion planting. So a good example is one that I do every year. I've been doing it for years, and that's with peas. So we have 8-foot beds, and so I plant peas in the center of the bed, but not for the whole 8 feet. I go maybe about 5 feet and have two rows on either side of a fence that I put in there. And then on the ends of those beds, I put things that vine up that are a little unusual. There's vining zucchinis, like Escalator is one of them. The vining summer squashes, like the crooknecks. You trellis those up some kind of structure, and they will be up, elevated off the ground, produce really well, and not take up a lot of space. On either side of the peas, rows that are there, I put any kind of leafy greens that like nitrogen, because of course peas and beans are all legumes, so they're fixing nitrogen for those plants to grow. So that's how it all gets set up in the spring, and then the next illustration shows what happens in the summer. After the peas are done, you cut it all down, use the pea material for mulch, and then you put in a summer crop of beans, because you can grow beans you can sow beans into July in our climate, and you continue letting the zucchinis and cucumbers on the ends keep growing. And then the final illustration is all about what happens in the fall. So the beans are all done, and you come in with your fall crops, maybe some leafy greens, kales, cabbages, things of that nature. So if you think about it, you're getting 6 or 7 different crops out of this one bed in your garden. So that's succession planting. Another illustration shows about interplanting, and this is one of my favorites, because you get long season plants that grow big, like tomatoes, for example. You plant them 2 or 3 feet apart in the bed, and in between you sprinkle all these greens mixes. I have Asian stir fry mixes, leafy green mixes, microgreen mixes, whatever you have, sprinkle it in between the plants, let those grow up, keep harvesting those until the tomato plants get too big to shade them out, and you'll end up having a whole salad bowl in there by the time the tomatoes start fruiting, and then you can enjoy the tomatoes. Nice thing about succession and interplanting is you also are saving space. You don't have as many weeds in there, and you don't have to water as much because the ground is not getting really dried out. So these are a couple of the ideas that are there you might want to check out in the book.
Oh, those sound very cool. I definitely tried succession planting, I think, but it was by accident.
Well, if things die, then you put something else in. That can be considered succession planting.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Charlie, we have a special guest in the studio. Zoe McDonald is Vermont Public's digital producer, but she also created the Sprouted newsletter that launched last year, and she's here to tell us about season 2 of Sprouted. Hey, Zoe.
Hi, Charlie and Mary.
Hi, Zoe. It's great to have you here. You know, I've really enjoyed your Sprouted newsletter all last year, and I know a lot of our listeners have enjoyed it too. So I'm looking forward to seeing what you have coming up for this year and ways that we can work together. So maybe you can give us a little summary of what's going on.
Yeah, most of it is very similar to last year. It's a 10-week pretty robust newsletter course that goes from starting seeds indoors to fully grown plants in the garden, taking folks through how to do a no-dig bed, your lasagna gardening method. And we even touch on things like soil health and companion plants and good and bad bugs and all sorts of little interesting tidbits. And this year, I'm kind of going in on a few specific vegetables and creating some very simple one sheets that people can print off or, you know, download onto their computer. Tomatoes, lettuce, carrots, just trying to make it really simple for our beginner gardeners.
That's great. I mean, I like the way you can go into such detail online that we can't do on the air, Mary and I, because we only have 5 minutes. So if you really want to dive deep into some topics, this newsletter is perfect for it. And we're giving great quality gardening information, whether it be on air, online, or even in person at times, right here on All Things Gardening.
Yeah, Zoe, how can folks sign up for the Sprouted newsletter course?
Yeah, you can head to vermontpublic.org/sprouted. Super excited to have folks join the fun.
Thanks so much, Zoe. And thank you, Charlie.
Well, thank you, Mary and Zoe and everyone else. I'll be seeing you in the garden.